Thunder Bay. Kevin Holland has taken the Thunder Bay Atikokan riding for the Progressive Conservative Party, ending decades of Liberal and NDP rule in the city's south end. I'm humbled by the trust that the people in Thunder Bay Atikokan have given me to represent them in Queen's Park, he said. I'm excited for the opportunities that we have and I'm thrilled to be able to go down and do the work that needs to be done for Thunder Bay Atikokan. Holland, the mayor of Conmee Township for a quarter century, toppled incumbent Judith Monteith Farrell of the NDP. Holland won with a count of 9,657 votes, or 36.3%, as of early Friday morning, with 73 of 73 polls reporting. Monteith Farrell placed second with 8,759 votes, or 32.9%. Liberal Rob Barrett came in third with 6,486 votes, or 24.4%. Holland pledged a focus on health care, mental health, and addictions during the campaign, as well as fiscal responsibility, if elected. He also argued having a government MPP at Queen's Park would benefit the region. Holland pulled off the victory despite skipping the local debates, like a number of other PC candidates across the province, and he attributes his victory to the personal connections he made in his grassroots approach. I was able to connect with people at their doors, at our open houses, in the community, wherever I was speaking with people, he said. That's what I've done throughout my 31 years as mayor of my community, and people want to be heard. They want to know that people are hearing them, listening to them, but also taking steps to act on what they're saying to them. The Thunder Bay Atikokan riding was held by the Liberals from its creation in 1999 until 2018, with now Mayor Bill Morrow holding it from 2003 to 2018. Monteith Farrell broke that streak in 2018, when she toppled Morrow, a cabinet minister, by fewer than 100 votes. Monteith Farrell gave an emotional speech conceding the race Thursday night, saying she worried a PC government won't prioritize people's health and well-being. While painful, she said the defeat wasn't a total surprise. We knew it was a three-way race last time, and I knew Kevin was a strong candidate, she said. There's been a lot of effort by the Conservative government to take this seat, and they were successful. She pointed to anti-Trudeau sentiment, and his government's recent agreement with the federal NDP, as one factor driving PC support. They thought the NDP was aligned with the Liberals federally, and so they were angry at that, she said.